Are you lost and do not know it? What does it mean, and what does the Bible say about it? Don't touch the dial. God may have something to say to you today.
Coming to you from the radio studios of Souls Harbor Covenant Church in Miami, Florida, USA, this is Walking in Power, a dynamic life application Bible study with Bern Zumpano, anointed author and teacher of authentic Christian doctrine. Bern Zumpano's spirit-filled teachings on practical Christianity have touched and transformed the lives of many people who have opened their hearts to God's Holy Spirit as a result of Bern's instructional teaching. Bern shows us how Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever, and how He can change your life and circumstances. We invite you now to listen in with family and friends as Bern discusses Christian issues and answers that will teach you to walk in the power and the knowledge of God through the Holy Spirit. And now, here's Bern.
Thank you, Glenn. Before we get started, let's pray. Father, on behalf of all of the people of Souls Harbor Church and all Christians worldwide, I come together in agreement, firstly speaking our voice of thanks, praise, glory, honor, exaltation, and majesty to your holy name, to all of the men of the earth and to the ends of the world. Anoint the people worldwide with eyes to see and ears to hear. We agree that all demonic scales are broken off of their spiritual eyes and ears, and that they will see and hear with the eyes and ears of your Holy Spirit. By the Spirit of power and might of your Holy Spirit, we call a clear, wide, open, unobstructed path cut to the heart, mind, soul, and spirit of every person listening, and to every man upon this earth, and agree that you will shine your light and truth upon them and into them. We agree for and call in, by faith, the greatest spiritual end-time harvest that the world has ever seen. Also in agreement, we bind Satan, the prince of the power of the air, the princes of the north, south, east, and west, all principalities, powers, rulers of the darkness, wicked spirits in high places, all territorial spirits everywhere, all ruler spirits over all communities and peoples worldwide, all spirits above, around, and below them, all spirits of Antichrist, lies, deception, religion, witchcraft, python, unbelief, doubt, divination, all spirits of harm or immorality of any kind, all spirits of opposition, hindrance, interference, and obstruction, destruction, murder, theft, the Jezebel spirit, the Ahab spirit, the Absalom spirit, all spirits of slander, scandal, rumor, libel, defamation, maligning, derision, opinionated spirits, rumor and gossip, accusations, and false accusations, along with all of their physical and psychic attacks, assignments, and operations. We loose all the peoples everywhere from such activities, assignments, and attacks and operations, and call their strongholds down and destroyed, canceled, made null and void, cursed and destroyed at their roots, never more manifested or come to pass, rendered of no effect, judged, spoiled, and never seated, and decree any and all retaliation, revenge, or getting even permanently, immediately, completely, and continually forbidden, all in the mighty name of Christ Jesus, and in the authority of His name, Father, this is our faith confession, and we believe that we receive, and the saints said in agreement, Amen. Greetings, my brothers and sisters in Christ and friends of our radio listening audience. Welcome to our worldwide radio broadcast, where we have been talking over the past several weeks about what it means to be lost and what it means to be saved. In our last discussion, we talked about the fact that man is born into the world in a sinful condition, that God's requirement to get into heaven is Matthew 5:48, be perfect as your Father in heaven is perfect, that man is imperfect, cannot get into heaven based on self-effort, because any works or effort of his own, being imperfect, would also be imperfect because of the law of cause and effect. No effect could be greater than the cause. That means man has a problem, doesn't it? And so man cannot be justified to Father God through his own effort. That's why religion does not work. Religion can never get you into heaven. Be forewarned. Religion can never get you into heaven. It doesn't matter what kind of religion it is, whether it is so-called Christian or pseudo-Christian, I should say. That is denominationalism. Or whether it's any one of the world's big religions, such as Hinduism or Buddhism or Islam or Confucianism or following Lao Tzu or anything like that. None of those things. Neither can any man get you into heaven. But we have a problem, don't we? You see, a lot of people have the idea that going to church and believing in God will get them to heaven. As long as they go to church on a Sunday morning and pay their dues, appease God, and give him 45 minutes or 1 hour in a church service on a Sunday morning, that will be sufficient to make God love them and to bring them to heaven. But guess what? All that does is warm a seat in the church. It doesn't do anything more. Going to church and believing in God will not save you. That's your own effort and your own works. Remember in our previous broadcast what we read in Ephesians chapter 2, verse 8 and 9. It is by grace, God's favor to you, through faith, that's trust, that you are saved, and that not of your own, not of your own self-effort, in other words. It continues, it is a gift of God, not of works, so that no man can boast. Salvation, going to the Father and receiving heaven, is a free gift, the Bible says, which you and I cannot earn or deserve, and we have a problem because we are imperfect and cannot get into heaven through our own works or efforts. Impossible, the Bible says. It says in Romans, all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. Then it goes on to say, the wages of sin is death. The wages of sin is death. That means spiritual death and emotional death and physical death. But the gift of God, it continues, is eternal life in Christ Jesus. In whom? Christ Jesus. In John 14:6, Jesus says, no man goes unto the Father but through me. Me, he says. But through me. So, Jesus continues and says, the way to eternal life is narrow, and few there are that enter into it. And the way to destruction is wide, and many there are that enter into it. And you say, well, Bern, what's the quickest way to enter into destruction? And I'll tell you what that is right now. Religion. It's the quickest way to be lost and lose your eternal salvation. And you say, well, Bern, how do you know that? And I'll tell you why, because the Holy Spirit, through Paul, the apostle, said that when Satan comes, he comes as an angel of light. Doesn't say he is an angel of light. He says he comes as an angel of light. And what does that mean? He comes religious. He comes religious. In other words, he has the talk, he has the vocabulary, he has the words, but he doesn't have the true doctrine of Christ. And there are many religions out there that talk about God, but there is no salvation in them because it isn't enough to go to church and believe in God. You have to be in Christ, and what's more, Christ has to be in you. That's where it's at. Jesus says in Revelation 3, I stand at the door and I knock. He who hears my voice and opens the door, I will come in to him. Christ will come into your spirit, man, and live in you and reveal himself to you as a living person if you will reach out to him first. Now, listen to me, Mr. Muslim. Listen to me, Mr. Hindu. Listen to me, Miss or Mrs. Buddhist, and all you other nice folks out there, okay? Mohammed can't do that. Ramakrishna can't do that. Gautama can't do that. Lao Tzu can't do that. Confucius can't do that. The Pope can't do that. I can't do that. Only Jesus can do that. And he will reveal himself to you as a living person if you will simply humble yourself, reach out to him, and give him a chance. I promise you it's real, and it's self-proving, and it proves itself. All you have to do is be observant over time as to what is happening in your life and seeing your life changing. Because the first thing that Jesus does to show his presence in your life is to change your attitude and your feelings towards the things of God and the things of him. He reveals himself to you. And that is what the power of the kingdom is. You see, you can be in the kingdom of God here on earth, and that's quite a different thing from going to church in a dead church on Sunday and warming a pew and not seeing anything happen and just hearing dead, empty words. That will not be sufficient to get you into heaven. You must be in Christ, and more than that, the scripture says, Christ must be in you. Why? Because his blood was shed for your sin and my sin. The blood is perfect blood, the scripture says, and it imputes to you and me, it credits to our account in heaven, Christ's perfection, fulfilling Matthew 5:48, be perfect as your Father in heaven is perfect. In other words, we are justified to the Father by and through Christ's shed blood. So in the Father's eyes, it's justified, not sin. Just as if you had not sinned. Because Christ's blood removes our sin once and for all time, once and for all men, once and for all sin. The scripture says, does that mean that you have a license now to go out and sin because Christ has covered our sins? No. May that never be, the scripture says. Why? Because when God extends grace to you, God's favor and love to you in salvation, that grace demands a response. And the response to grace is obedience to his word and to his ways, which you learn when you read and study the Bible and get into Christian community where people can help you to understand, and you will. Now in Luke 16:16, it says, the laws and the prophets were until John. Since that time, the kingdom of God is preached, and every man presses in to it. The kingdom is preached. See, there are a lot of people out there preaching religion. There are a lot of people out there who are preaching church. There are a lot of people out there who are preaching personalities. But the Bible says that all of that is missing the mark. It is the kingdom that needs to be preached. The Gospel of Matthew says the kingdom of God is in the midst of you, in your presence. All you have to do is reach out and receive Jesus in your heart for that kingdom to manifest. 1 Corinthians 4:20 says, for the kingdom of God is not in word, but in power. When the kingdom manifests, it is going to manifest in your life in power, the power to change your life, the power to change your attitudes, the power to change your behavior, the power to change your circumstances, the power to deliver you from evil, the power to get you out of the rut that you are in, the power to break the habits that have kept you in bondage, the power to set you free, the power to bring you into a new life in Christ, the power to give you eternal life. That's what the kingdom is all about. And some dead church sitting at the end of some dead street in some dead town or city on this earth will never be able to do that for you. Because why? Jesus Christ is a living person. That is not true of Mohammed or Buddha or Ramakrishna or Confucius or Lao Tzu or any animist or any presumptuous religious figurehead. None of that can ever bring you to Christ. Only the Holy Spirit can bring you to Christ and give you eternal life, and that is by reaching out first. You will never get an experience of Jesus Christ until you reach out first to him. Then you will get the experience. And when you get that experience, my friend, you will see that it is real and self-proving. Why? Because the scripture says Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. That is not true of anyone else. If you go to Mohammed's tomb and open the tomb, you're going to see bones. If you do the same at Gautama the Buddha's tomb, you're going to see bones. And many other presumptuous figureheads, you will see bones. But if you go to Jesus' tomb, there are no bones. Why? Because he alone had the power of life and death as the Son of the Living God and was resurrected from the dead by the power of the Holy Spirit to testify to men. And you say, well, Bern, how do you know that's true? How do you know? The Bible says that, but maybe it's just a story. No, no, my friend. Let me make it clear to you. Number one, what the Bible says of itself. It says, all scripture is God-breathed. That means it is written by the Holy Spirit through the prophets and the apostles who were divinely possessed by the Spirit of God to write it. That's number one. Number two, in the Old Testament, in Numbers 23:19, it says, God is not a man that he should lie. So God cannot lie. God's position is his word is true. The scripture says, let God be true and every man a liar. So God says, if anybody is the liar, it's you and me, but it isn't he. So what we learn from all of this is that God has a position, and that position is one of divine revelation to man. If we will grasp that and walk in it, our lives begin to change. And it happens consistently. Why do you think there are so many Christians walking the earth? You know what the heart of man is. If something doesn't work, they give it up and they go on to something new. Okay? But Christendom on the earth is growing every year. More and more Christians, more and more people are being born again of God's Spirit, born once physically into existence, and then again spiritually into the kingdom by receiving Jesus as their personal Lord and Savior, who then manifests himself to them to demonstrate the power. Now, the Bible says that God is not a man that he should lie. Well, the power of God was manifest through the resurrection of Jesus in the scripture. The scripture cannot lie. The apostles testified, we saw these things with our own eyes. And the scripture says Jesus resurrected from the dead, and he was seen by Mary Magdalene, by the 12 apostles, and by 500 people on a hillside all at one time. Not over 1 or 2 days, but over 40 days, so that there could be no question or any doubt that it was he. How about that? That makes it the most important fact in history, because it opened up salvation from sin unto man, the gift of eternal life. Satan had the power of death up until that time. When Jesus resurrected from the dead, he demonstrated that he took the keys of death and hell away from Satan, and he said, behold, I have them, in Revelations chapter 1. And so what we see in all of this is that Jesus has made a way for you and made a way for me, and he is the living Christ. And for that reason, the scripture says, Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever. And what that simply means is that Christ is doing the same things today in his spirit that he was doing nearly 2,000 years ago when he was walking the earth back then. Notice what he says in John 14, verses 18 onward. He says, I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you. Yet a little while and the world sees me no more, but you see me because I live, you shall live also. At that day you shall know that I am in my Father, and you in me, and I in you. He that has my commandments, that means teachings, and keeps them, he it is that loves me. And he that loves me shall be loved by my Father, and I will love him, and will manifest myself to him. Mr. Muslim, can Mohammed do that? Mr. Buddhist, can Mohammed do that? Miss Hindu or Mrs. Hindu, can Ramakrishna do that? Mr. Roman Catholic, can your Pope do that? Mr. Confucianist, can Confucius do that? No, you know that, and I know that. But in order for Jesus Christ to say he could do that and follow through with it will show you that he is the living Son of God, and it's self-proving. All you have to do is reach out to him first and say, Jesus, I want to know you. And he will manifest himself to you when you ask him into your heart to be your personal Lord, that is to lead you through life, and to be your personal Savior, that means to save you. Notice what he said in John 14:21, I will manifest myself to him. So it's self-proving. It's a very bold thing for me to be sitting here saying this to a world audience if it weren't true. But I have personally experienced it as true as have millions of other Christians. And what is each and every one of their testimonies, though they have had different experiences and backgrounds? It is the testimony of changed lives, that each and every one of them have had a changed life, and so can you. In 1 John 5:12, we read, he that has the Son has life, and he that does not have the Son of God does not have life. This is talking about eternal life. It continues, these things have I written unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God, that you may know that you have eternal life, and that you may believe on the name of the Son of God. And this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. And if we know that he hears us, whatsoever we ask, we know that we have the petitions that we desired of him. My, oh my. That is a living Christ. No other figurehead of any other type of religion can do that for you. Only Jesus can do that for you. And if you will receive Jesus Christ into your heart now as your personal Lord and Savior, that manifestation will come. You can't do it by self-effort. You cannot get into heaven by kneeling on a blanket and bowing five times a day, or going to some temple to worship some god or another god 8 or 10 or 12 or 15 times a month, or by holding festivals, or through vain philosophies, or through religious ritual formalism or ceremony. See, all of those things are associated with many of the big religions of the world, but none of them will get you into heaven. The only one who can get you into heaven and into the presence of Father God is the Son of the Father. Jesus says, I and my Father are one. In other words, there are three manifestations of the one Godhead. Behold, O Israel, the Lord your God is one. And so the scripture says it is by grace through faith, by God's favor toward you, through trusting him, that you are saved, that is, you're saved from your sins and the consequences of your sins, and from your own unruly self-behavior. It says, and that not of yourselves, no self-effort involved. It says, it is the gift of God. Salvation is a free gift which you or I cannot earn or deserve. So you say, but Bern, then why does God do it? And the answer to that, my friends, is not because of who you are or who I am. He does it because of who he is. He loves his creation, and he wants his creation with him eternally. But you cannot do it through rituals, formalism, ceremonies, mechanical prayers, observances. Those things don't work. God is a God of covenant. Covenant is relationship, intimate relationship, walking and talking with him, and learning to hear his voice so that he talks back to you. Learning his word so that you can learn obedience. The word of God, the Bible, gives you life. And, you know, through the Spirit. And so what we're saying here is that if you reach out to Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior, He will manifest and show you the truth. The truth is not in religion. The truth is in covenant. In the Bible, there are two sections, the Old Testament and the New Testament. Old Testament means Old Covenant. New Testament means New Covenant. A covenant is a contract between God and you. He agrees to save you from your sins through His shed blood, and you agree to worship in Him. Correction, Mikey. And you agree to worship Him and obey His word. God does all the rest. He will deliver you from your circumstances. He will deliver you from your sin, and He will deliver you from yourself. Now, that's a good deal. And all you have to do is to reach out and trust. Believe, that means to trust Him. He will do all the rest. Are you ready? Isn't today as good a day as any to make a leap of faith, of trust on God? Pray this prayer aloud with me right now, will you? Being willing to turn and repent from your sins. And I promise you, Jesus will do the rest. Pray this prayer right now, aloud. Say, Lord Jesus Christ, I'm a sinner. I can't save myself. I repent of my sins, all of them. I turn from them by my own free will. I renounce them. I ask your forgiveness. I invite you into my heart now to be Lord and Savior. That is, to lead me through life and save me. I confess you before men as the resurrected Christ. Come into me now, Lord Jesus Christ. I receive you by trusting faith, and faith alone. Amen.
Now, if you prayed that prayer, get yourself into a Bible-believing, Spirit-filled, non-denominational church. Get baptized by immersion in water and baptized in the Holy Spirit. Get into Christian community where you can be taught the Word of God. I promise you, my friend, you will never again be the same, and Jesus will bless your life, deliver you from your circumstances, and bring you into the fullness of the kingdom and the manifestations of the kingdom beginning right here on earth. God bless you. Talk to you next week.
This program was brought to you by the volunteers of the International Radio Ministry of Souls Harbor Covenant Church, Miami, Florida, USA. We desire that this broadcast become a spiritual nourishment and blessing to you. There's a lot of Christian entertainment and testimony activity on TV and radio worldwide, but there's a greater need for instruction in the Word and the ways of God. Our desire is to help fill that need. If this program has been a blessing to you and others, you may wish to become a contributor to this ministry as you feel led by the Holy Spirit. Your contribution in the form of an international money order or personal check stateside would be greatly appreciated to carry on God's work and to keep us on the air. If you can't afford to support us financially, please be our covenant partner through your prayer support. Pray that our mission will be carried out according to God's will as we carry out His command that our voice go into all the earth and our words to the end of the world. We pray that this program is a blessing to you and that you'll tell others about us. Burns' classic and timeless Bible teachings given over many years past are highly anointed and are now available on cassette tapes along with his books and other ministry materials that teach the believer to walk in the power of the Holy Spirit. We want to hear from you. Write us or send us a postcard with a clear return address requesting our catalog or making your comments. Our address is Walking in Power, P.O. Box 161322, Miami, Florida, USA 33176. Or for telephone orders using your credit card, call toll-free 1-888-273-WORD. That's 1-888-273-9673. Until next week, we remind you that the Bible tells us that there is no salvation apart from the Lord Jesus Christ, and that there is no other name under heaven by which we can be saved from our sins. If you do not know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior, and as a living person, willing and able to get involved in your life, shouldn't you? Invite Him into your heart today to be Lord and Savior, and receive Him by a trusting faith alone. If you want to know more about the necessity of being saved, write us. And remember, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. We hope you'll tune in next week at this same time as we bring you more of the Holy Spirit's timely Bible teachings through Bern Zumpano. Until then, God bless you and keep you in His love. Walking in Power is a production of United Ministries International.